It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the celebration of Memorial Day. Sure, it's a great three-day weekend. It marks the beginning of summer, and it gives retailers another reason to have a sale. But the day has a much deeper meaning. It is a day to honor all Americans who have died in wars. And later in the show, I will make some suggestions as to how you might put the memorial back into the day. Memorial Day had its beginnings in the 1860s. In Charleston, South Carolina, freed slaves honored the graves of the Union soldiers who had died in the Civil War. In other parts of the South, ceremonies were held to honor the fallen Confederate soldiers. The practice of decorating graves with flags and flowers on Memorial Day began in the North. Congress formally declared Memorial Day a holiday in 1967, and 4 years later set the date as the last Monday of May, where previously it had been celebrated each year on May 30th. Veterans organizations opposed the change, arguing that merging this special holiday into a three-day weekend would diminish the importance of the day. Were the veterans right? I regret to say that I think they were. I am a third-generation veteran, and there have been years when I have not given Memorial Day its due. Barbecues, baseball games, and shopping trips have crowded out any time for remembrance. I am determined to take some time this year to give thanks to my fellow veterans, particularly those who made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our freedom. Here's a short list of suggestions of how you can put the memorial back into the day. First, hug a vet and thank them. Second, go to anysoldier.com and send an email to a serviceman overseas. It's lonely over there, and any word is a comfort. Don't just do this once. Third, buy or draw a small flag and leave it and or flowers at the Sausalito War Memorial. It's located at the far end of the park with the large fountain and the elephants. This may sound like a goofy idea, but veterans will appreciate the effort. By the way, the war memorial is in sad shape. The brass plaques are barely legible, and moss is growing on the stone. I am working with John Liberton to raise funds to get it cleaned. We in the United States are in two wars, and we need to remember the brave women and men who are protecting us. Do your bit to put the memorial back into the day. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.